This is part 4 of 7 of my interview with George Morrow of the Humble Road YouTube channel and custom van shop in New Jersey. You'll find links to the Humble Road channel and much more in the show notes, aka description, for this episode in your podcast app. Okay, let's get right into part 4 of my interview with George. Please enjoy.
The crimp is narrow and but deep. So
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and it seems like the electrical stuff just to some extent comes naturally to you, or it's not a huge a huge challenge for you to grok what's going on.
I really enjoy the systems aspect of the build, the design and the systems. And then the woodworking, I have to defer to my son Alex, because he's got a gift. I don't have it.
Interesting.
He does the woodworking. He'll balk at the plumbing aspect, or you
right.
know. Right now, I'm pushing him very hard on Sam's shower. We've come up with a really neat shower system for Sam, and when it's finished, you'll look at it and say, "Well, that's just the simplest thing I've ever seen." But in order to engineer that simplicity, he is belly aching and barking at me. But as it progresses, I could see that smile on his face that this is a challenge for him, and he's hit it. He's overcome the obstacles, and I think he's digging it. I would love for him to be more involved.
Yeah.
As time goes on.
Well, showers, that's one of the big challenges with van life. No matter what size van you have, from Toyota Delica all the way up to extended chassis Sprinters.
Yeah.
It's just such a difficult game. And there are some really great innovations out there. I think most people, you know, you're either showering outside with a solar bag, or you've got one of the standard, you know, the wet room type.
Right.
Type showers, and pay very close attention. Well, for example, I remember on van number one, where you were experimenting and playing with ideas with regard to a folding curtain, you know, under the counter.
Yes.
Move this aside, pull this out. That's the kind of stuff that interests me, because I'm actually not interested in a 170. I like the shorter wheelbase vans. Mm-hmm. And so I want as much Swiss Army knife as I can, with, especially with something I don't use all day. And
right. That's
almost nothing, by the way, other than the floor, right?
Exactly.
You use your kitchen several times a day, so that's fine. Take up space with that. But I'm actually a fan of fold-up and tuck-away beds as well. I'm not into the garage situation. But anyway, again, that's just some weird personal preferences with me. But the shower thing, man, innovations in showers. I think there's something to that, not only for in terms of convenience and building better vans, but also in terms of business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential. Yeah. A lot of cool things could come out of both showers and toilets, business wise. So
yeah. Well, I've noticed that the more experience people get out on the road, and they become more comfortable dealing with their own waste on a daily basis, they pare down to a bag and a bucket and some kitty litter.
Sure.
I think that's the end game. It really is.
Right.
And,
right.
And all these, you know, these the composting and the incineration, and it's not going to last, because at the end of the day, and I'm doing it, in the van life that I haven't been out in a van now for 4 years, but a commode bag, if you know what that is. You know, sometimes when you have elderly, they need to put a commode in the living room. So it's a wonderful sight when you're a child. But you get these commode bags. They're biodegradable, and you get some kitty litter, some sawdust, whatever, peat. And you do your business, and you knot it, and you just find a place to put it until you can dispose of it.
Sure.
It's airtight, it's clean, it's tidy, there's no restrictions. Men and women, you know, there's no issues with it.
Yeah.
You just have to get used to it. That's my opinion. That's all it is, my opinion. I have a build coming in where he wants a black tank. because that's just the way he likes to work with that. Mm. I don't want to go to a dump station ever again.
Right. You hit the nail on the head. You're talking about becoming acclimated to the realities of being out without a Western style full-blown toilet. I spent a lot of time in Asia, and the bulk of the public toilets are just a hole in the floor, right? Mm-hmm. And even on trains, there's no Western style toilet on trains. You have to squat. You have to be able to squat to use it.
Yeah.
And so that intrigues me, this issue of just becoming comfortable with dealing with your waste on the road. I remember there was a time when I would go hunting for a toilet to urinate. And then at some point I was like, I've got all these plastic bottles, you know, and once you get used to it,
yep.
it just isn't a big deal. It just becomes, so easy and simple, and your life is simplified and everything. And don't get me wrong, plastic bottles aren't the best way. It's much better to have a bag or something like that. But many municipalities prefer that you drop those bags in the public garbage. Which right. surprised me. I've kind of looked into that because it's like...
Well, you do it with baby diapers every day.
Sure.
Fresh.
Yep, good point.
Fresh baby diapers. Yeah. Yep, millions of them.
Yeah, millions of them. And they're horrible. I mean,
yes.
I mean, what a mass of waste for the landfill.
Yeah.
But anyway, obviously, there's a lot of room for innovation. And you know, I was interviewing a fella... the other day, and he's talking about putting a coaching business together for people to help them kind of transition into mobile living. Now, obviously, he's this full-on van life, as in without a house, without an apartment.
Yeah.
And those are the kinds of things that, you know, that people need to get comfortable with and understand when they get out on the road, that, hey, you don't have a shower the size of, or a bathroom the size of some people's bedrooms anymore, you know?
Right, right.
It's like, no, slide this thing out, use it, put it away, right?
Yeah, yeah. And anybody that's a newbie, there's several things that I discuss with them right off the bat. If they're newbies, they want the van to resemble their residence.
Sure.
They think they're just going to bring all that. In fact, I use this joke all the time. One of the women said she wanted cultured marble in the bathroom. And, you know, okay, well, there's 2,000 pounds worth of weight.
Yeah.
But then the other thing I would say to a newbie is, first off, do not come to me for a custom build when this is your first van, because right. you don't know what you don't know.
That's right.
And I tell every one of them, go out and buy a used van, either a Pleasure Way or a Travato, and get out there and start to experience it. And then come to me when you've had a year or two of experience. But beyond that, if you're a newbie into the lifestyle, I wouldn't even come to a van first. I would get something a little larger, Class C, small Class A. If you're going to make a jump from a house or an apartment to a van, you're probably going to fail.
Yeah.
It's just too big a disparity in how you live your life.
Yep. It's so different. It really is. And another trend I've seen is that the more into the outdoors you are, the more likely you are to succeed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because spending all day in that's a recipe for cabin fever. So.
But there are days where you're going to be stuck in the van for some length of time. It's pouring rain, you know, you can't get to a movie or a mall or whatever. So it does have to be comfortable. Yeah. And as I've said, it should be as much fun inside as it is outside.
Sure. Or you've had enough of skiing for this week, and now it's time to relax for a couple of days, and the van needs to be comfortable.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Well, let's move on. I want to talk a little bit about some building stuff, specifically, gee whiz, George, why all the 80-20? Why not just screw and glue some 2x4s and call it good?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I get that a lot. The bigger criticism is, why am I not welding?
Hey, that wraps up today's show. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're giving away a useful van life resource over at vansage.com. The Campervan Essentials Checklist for packing and outfitting your van. It's the easy-to-use download for making sure you've got all your van life essentials on board before you hit the road, and it's free at vansage.com. And there's more. You're going to get the Vansage newsletter, packed with exclusive van building, living, and traveling resources. And we've got more useful downloads coming soon. You can find all that via the link in the description for this or any Campervan podcast episode, or just head over to vansage.com and click the appropriate button. Okay, thanks again for listening. Until the next episode, best of luck in all your endeavors and enjoy your van life adventure.
I double dare you to sit over here. I double dare you to lend me your ear. Take off your hi-hat and let's get friendly. Don't be a scared cat. Say, what do you care? Can't you take a dare? I double dare you.